Greetings and welcome. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. Today's program features some Ravel, a little jazz, and offerings from pianist William Levine. We're going to start with some beautiful music by Ravel. His Pavane for une Infante Devante, or Pavane for a Dead Princess, was written for solo piano back in 1899 when he was studying composition at the Conservatory of Paris under none other than Gabriel Fauré. Ravel later published an orchestrated version of the Pavane back in 1910. And these are his words. He described the piece as, and I quote, "an evocation of a Pavane that a princess might, in former times, have danced at the Spanish court," unquote. The Pavane being a slow processional dance that enjoyed great popularity in the courts of Europe during the 16th and 17th centuries. This morning we're going to hear a great performance by Pierre Monteux. He's joined by the members of the London Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
music that truly evokes the soul. That was music from Ravel. That's his Pavane for a Dead Princess. And we heard a very remarkable performance by Pierre Monteux, and he was joined by the London Symphony. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I always enjoy the offerings of Canadian artists. And one such today, not all of them, but we've got quite a few on the program today, but one such is William Levine. Now, he was born in Sudbury, Ontario, studied at the Cambrian College in Sudbury, as well as the Royal Conservatory of Music in Toronto. He has gone on to become a singer and a pianist and a composer. We're going to get a taste of that in just a minute. We'll be hearing three short pieces for piano from his disc, Awakening. Here's William Levine.
Thank you.
William Levine, and that was three short pieces for piano from his disc, Awakening. Kind of a destructively happy ending to that one. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And as usual, it has come to the time that I call oboe music time. This morning's selection is from a disc called Sweet Melancholy, which features a lot of composers from the 20th century. Now, I've chosen a work that's actually very difficult technically for the instrument to perform, but so stunningly and hauntingly beautiful. That is Benjamin Britten's Six Metamorphoses after Ovid for solo oboe. Yes, it's oboe music time. It was written back in 1951, intended to evoke images of the Roman poet Ovid's Metamorphoses. The piece is dedicated to oboist Joy Boughton, who gave the first performance at the Altenburg Festival back on the 14th of June, 1951. Today we're going to hear an incredible performance by oboist Jeremy Palmer. Enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you.
What a stunning performance. That was oboist Jeremy Palmier and Benjamin Britten's Six Metamorphoses after Ovid. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Let's continue with some music by George Fiala. Now, he wore a lot of multiple hats. He was a composer, an organist, a pianist, a radio producer. Born in Kiev back in 1922, he wrote over 200 compositions, including five symphonies, some concertos, some orchestral works, as well as quite a bit of chamber music. This morning we're going to be hearing the Adagio from his concerto cantata, which was premiered back in 1987 at Roy Thomson Hall. Of the Adagio, he says, and I quote, "I used the lyrical song about the sad fate of a seagull losing her young to heartless strangers, and an allegory to the tragic history of the Ukraine." Well, let's hear the Adagio. Thank you. the middle movement Adagio from Fiala's Concerto for Concerto Cantata with the Canadian Ukrainian Opera Chorus, Christina Quilco, and the Kitchener-Waterloo Symphony Orchestra. You are listening to Classical Chaos here in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to switch up just a little bit and hear a little Dave Brubeck, inspired by Bach. This is his quintet sonata. Thank you. That's all I can say. Violinist Andrew Dawes, joined by Richard Bryce on viola and Daniel Ruthmuller on cello, along with Gerhard Reuter on oboe and Constance Emmerich on piano. That was Dave Brubeck's Quintet Sonata. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I do believe I have time for one more selection. Might as well go out in style with Crispian Steele Perkins and Alison Balsam and music by Vivaldi. But if you do want to contribute to the program, always looking for new musicians and new music, feel free to contact CITR via Classical Chaos or classicalchaosvancouver@gmail.com. Take care. Excellent music to end the program on. Crispian Steele Perkins and Alison Balsam. That was some great music by Vivaldi. You have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia. There we go, Canada. I'm Marguerite. I'm going to leave you now with some great music by the Disc Saludos Amigos. Till next time.